Welcome back to another Hilchos Shabbos. Here we are continuing the halachas of Boina, of building on Shabbos, and specifically we are continuing the halachas of Binyan Vestir V'Kelim, building when it comes to Kelim. So the halacha is that if your screw falls out of your glasses, and now one of the temples are off, and you want to reattach it, it's aser midaraisa to screw that temple back in, because that's the iser of Binyan Vestir V'Kelim. And even if you put it in loosely, it's also awesome because it's Issa Darabana and you might come to screw it in tightly. So even if you put it in, the screw only lightly and you don't screw it all the way and it's still loose, the halach is still awesome because a gzeri might come to do it and that's awesome with Darabana. And Be'etzem, you could declare maybe it's muksa. Why? Because the halach in Shulchan Aruch, and it's from a Gemara in Shabbos, Af Kufla and Ches, that if you have, for example, a bench that lost one of its legs, one of its legs fell off. So halach is that bench now is muksa. And the reason is, because it's a gzeira, you might come to screw that leg back in. And therefore, because of muksa, you're not allowed to move that bench because you might come to screw that leg in. And the Paiskim say, the Ramah there it says, there's certain cases where you won't have his iser. Heta number one is, if you use the bench without the leg before Shabbos, so you see you're not so bahul, you're not so confused, you won't come to fix it. So then you can use it on Shabbos. So for example, if your glasses lost the temple from before Shabbos, so then, and you're wearing it with one temple, so then it's mutter to wear it on Shabbos, and mutter is not problem muksa, because you see, you're not so worried about fixing it, therefore it'll be mutter to continue wearing it on Shabbos. Another way where it's mutter, if it's impossible to fix it without going specially to the glasses store, to the uman, to the professional, I can't fix it myself, then also it's not muksa. Why? Because there's no chashan to come to fix it, because there's no way I can fix it, I can't do it myself. So, and this is the halacha. So therefore, if you have, and Rav Shlomo Zalman says, it's brought down Sefer Sham Yehuda, Rav Shlomo Zalman says, he writes like this, Mishkafayim sheskalkul bo'ifin deyeshlach sheshem yover lesakin, choshveni da'asr. It's also atz muksa. And because, lemaisa, there's a problem over here, you might come to fix it. Now, if you lost the screw, so then it would be only muksa anymore. Because now there's no chash for you to come fix it. You have to go buy the screw in the store. You don't have a screw. So if you lost the screw, then it won't be muksa. And it's very big nafkamina if it's not muksa. Why? Because you have eitzah. You can use a safety pin to stick it into the place where the screw is and reattach the temple to the glasses with a safety pin. Because there, that's not something that's mahudik. It's very loose. And there's no chashir shema yiska. No chashir to screw it in. You don't have the screw. Therefore, it's not muksa. And it'll be mutter also to attach it with a safety pin. That's what says in the Paiskim, the Darko Shabbos, and others all say that to use a safety pin will be mutter to do on Shabbos in a case where you lost the screw and there's no shiloh of muksa.